Now they throw a pass. It's picked off.
Oh! Pick six on the way. Quarterback Cortez Allen, a pick six.
Hello and welcome to Steelers by Position pre-free agency. Today we're talking about cornerbacks. I'm Missy Matthews, joined today by Bob Labriola of Steelers Digest and Steelers.com and Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com. Guys, looking at the list right here, there are no free agents amongst this group, but can't promise that everybody will be backed with the salary cap situation the Steelers are dealing with, though. But talking about this group, we need to talk about the fact a lot of long plays that were given up in the 2013 season, not what Dick LeBeau coaches these guys to do on defense, and Mike, kind of the story of how the season started.
Yeah, it started early in the season, and you saw a lot of this kind of stuff. And this one, to me, is pretty typical. There you saw Ike Taylor getting beat by Torrey Smith. Now, Lab, correct me if I'm wrong. It looks like he thinks he's going to have a little help down the middle here. And the help down the middle is too late to get there. So you don't know if that's a corner problem, a safety problem, or a both of them problem. But you know this much, it was a problem.
Yeah, it was definitely a defensive back's problem. The Steelers gave up 12 plays of 40 or more yards passing. I mean, that's really, really, really beyond what Dick LeBeau would consider acceptable. You know, the Steelers have to get that cleaned up. Cornerback, safeties, everyone.
All right, let's start with Ike Taylor talking about, you know, some of the good things. So obviously that second week in Cincinnati, we saw Ike do a good job against A.J. Green. What you thought was going to be good, but then there were also some Ike struggles, guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Ike Taylor started out this season in a role that he has had for most of the recent previous seasons, which is a guy who lined up head-to-head on the other team's best receiver. Ike had some early good games, as you mentioned here, you know, against the Bengals in Cincinnati. He held his own against the Oakland Raiders as well. But Ike, I don't know if it was age or what, but over the course of the season, he seemed to start to give up more plays. And by the end of the season, Ike Taylor was no longer the guy the Steelers moved around to put on the opposition's best guy.
Yeah, and that's a significant development in my estimation. If you're not that, you are one in the group. And while you still may be a starter, you're not clearly the guy at the position, and so you are subject to, change, I guess, would be the word I'm looking for. And how much change that will involve with Ike Taylor remains to be seen. But the defense in general and the DBs in particular had their issues in 2013.
Cortez Allen, guys, had a chance to step up this season with the departure of Keenan Lewis, but the one play that kind of, I think we can all agree, stands out was in London against Minnesota. Matt Castle going deep to Greg Jennings, and just not what you wanted to see here.
Well, you know, this play to me is kind of typifies Cortez Allen's early season. I mean, he is athletic enough to miss that tackle twice. I mean, seriously. I mean that seriously. He missed him once, but he has the speed and the wherewithal, the desire to get himself back into the play, but he still could not make it. And that, to me, was a big problem with Cortez Allen early. I mean, I really expected him to step in and be a full-time starter opposite Ike Taylor, but he was not that. He was a co-starter with William Gay for a good bit of the season, and he did come on at the end, made a big play against the Green Bay Packers, a pick six to really kind of put the Steelers in control of that game. But, I mean, I expected more of this from Cortez Allen and a lot less of what we saw in England.
I think they expect more of this from a lot of guys, not just Cortez Allen. This is, to me, the key to what's going to happen with the secondary in the offseason. You got to get more people that are able to make plays on the football. And if they can do that, however they wind up lining up, they'll be a lot better off defensively. Cortez, that Minnesota play representative more than just for his athleticism. Staying with it, hustling, sticking with it. He does all that stuff. So still, I think a lot of potential that can be realized by Cortez Allen, but I'm with you. I thought we'd see it a little sooner and a little more often than we saw it this year.
Well, speaking of takeaways, let's take a look at this graphic kind of showing from 2008 to 2013 where the Steelers cornerbacks stand in terms of interceptions. And you see their team total on the right, what the cornerbacks were able to contribute on the left, and going in the wrong direction, as Mike Tomlin would say, the arrow's pointed down.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of those columns really reflects anything good, you know, except for the 2 years, obviously, and the two that Steelers went to the Super Bowl. The interceptions by the defense are way below the line, to say nothing of the cornerbacks. To have, you know, go through a season where your cornerbacks have one interception, to me, it really screams we need to get guys with better ball skills.
And, Missy, I bet if we put the sacks up there next to those other numbers, we'd see in 2013 the sacks were a lot fewer than they were in 2008. Sometimes that stuff affects INTs, too. Pressure.
Absolutely. Well, very quickly, Mike, let's talk about Will Gay. Obviously, he came back to the Steelers in offseason signing. Are you happy with his contributions in 2013?
Oh, I don't know how you couldn't be. Probably a guy that not a whole lot was expected from. Maybe they hoped he could be a Band-Aid or a sub-package contributor. Turned out to be a whole lot more than that.
All right, that is it for cornerbacks. Thanks for joining us. I'm Missy for Bob and Mike. We'll see you next time on Steelers by Position.